remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee walls.
Patti Page was one of the most beloved singers of the post-war era. Her biggest hit, The Tennessee Waltz, sold more than 10 million copies, and it's considered to be the first true crossover music hit. It spent months on the pop, country, and rhythm and blues charts. In a 1990 interview, Page explained that her hit was a happy accident.
Well, actually, it was a second side and an afterthought, really, because we were having high hopes for Boogie Woogie Santa Claus, because it was coming out at Christmas time, and the record company didn't think anything would sell but a Christmas song. So we put it on the B-side of that great Christmas song, thinking it would be so nondescript that no disc jockey would pick it up.
Born Clara Ann Fowler in Claremore, Oklahoma, a small town near Tulsa, Patti Page originally dreamed of a career in commercial art. Her first job in the art department of a local radio station soon led to performing on her own 15-minute radio program. At the age of 20, she was discovered by big band leader Jack Rael, who quit his job to become her manager. In 1948, she signed her first recording contract with Mercury Records, and 2 years later enjoyed her first hit record. She stayed with Mercury for the next 14 years and recorded hit after hit, including With My Eyes Wide Open, I'm Dreaming and Old Cape Cod. Her last hit was the Oscar-nominated Hush Hush, Sweet Charlotte, which she recorded for the Bette Davis movie of the same name. And then there was Doggy in the Window. The novelty tune was a huge hit, but with its repeated barking sounds and silly lyrics, it's been cited by many critics as an example of all that was wrong with pop music in the early 1950s.
How much is that doggy in the window? The one with the waggly tail. How much is that doggy in the window? I do hope that doggy's for sale.
Patti Page is credited as the first artist to use the recording technique known as vocal overdubbing. She pioneered the concept in 1947 when she duetted with herself on the top 20 single, Confess.
That came about through economics, really, because we had to pay for all the studio time, musicians, singers, and I had not sold any records and wasn't making any money. And so my manager partner got the idea for me to do the echo on Confess. And so that's how that came about.
Confess.
Confess. Confess.
Please don't make me guess.
Don't make me guess.
If you really care for me.
If you should care.
Then darling, Confess.
Confess was enough of a hit that Mercury was convinced to let Page try full four-part harmony by overdubbing on With My Eyes Wide Open, I'm Dreaming. The label for that song read vocals by Patti Page, Patti Page, Patti Page, and Patti Page. Throughout the 1950s, Patti Page made regular appearances on television variety shows, and in 1957, she was chosen to host the rock-oriented musical program The Big Record. The following year, she appeared in her own CBS television series, The Patti Page Show. She continued to record and perform into the 21st century, most recently releasing an album of songs for children, a Christmas record, and a new Best Of collection. In addition to music, Patti Page did a bit of acting. She co-starred with the Oscar-winning Burt Lancaster and Elmer Gantry, and also starred on stage in the musical comedy Annie Get Your Gun. In 1980, the Academy of Country Music honored Patti Page with the Pioneer Award, and she is also a member of the Oklahoma Hall of Fame. I'm Catherine Cole.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there,
you should
have fallen in love with old Cape Cod.
Old Cape Cod, that old Cape Cod.
If you like the taste of a lobster stew served by a window with an ocean view,
you should
have fallen in love with old Cape Cod.